I want to speak to Brando Benefi, who is an Italian MEP. Brando, good morning.
Hi, hello.
How is this being viewed in Italy this morning? What do people think of the, and it is a dilemma, the dilemma that the British are in at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I am in Strasbourg for the plenary session of the parliament. And so I can also say that from here, the impression is that there is a total chaos, and there is also a really a big uncertainty on what to do, because it's clear that it's not so obvious that the government will be put out of office, and so there might be a paralyzed situation. At the same time, I would say that from Italy, the biggest impression that we get is that UK has become the biggest advertisement against going out of the EU or starting any referendum like that, because the impression is that you're not going to get anything good from this whole situation. In fact, my opinion is that it would be much better, and I've written a letter also about that with other colleagues, that just UK just stays in the EU, that you revert from the Article 50, because it's clear that no other agreement is possible than the one that we have. Only small changes can be possible, because it's clear that the EU has a higher position in the negotiations, because how the whole thing is designed. And I'm surprised that many people seem to understand that only now. And so I think we should just revert back, because the Brexit, unfortunately, might be only a hard Brexit, the one that is possible. And I think that this is, if you don't accept the deal that was rejected yesterday by the UK Parliament. So I think that between a no-deal, hard Brexit, and staying in the EU, it's better to choose the second possibility.
Yeah, but it's interesting that in many countries across Europe, there's a growing opinion that would argue against what you're saying, including in Italy, where there are rumbles from people suggesting that they too would like to leave the European Union.
I don't agree with this statement, because if you look at the data, they show that there is resentment, there is opposition to the EU policies, and I can only agree sometimes, because I'm a member of parliament trying to change the European Union. But if you look at the data, in fact, there is in the Eurozone countries, there is a majority, also in Italy, that sometimes is depicted as an extremist populist country because of the government we have now. But if you look at the statistics also in these days, a large majority is in support of staying in the Eurozone, with the euro, maintaining the currency, and staying in the EU. It's true that we have seen Euroscepticism growing, but it's still a large minority saying that they want to leave the EU. So I'm not convinced that this has been the case as a growing sector. And instead, I think that what is happening in the UK now and in these last months has been a big advertisement on why it's better to fight for our ideas, to change the European Union, to transform policies that are wrong, because there are many, but considering leaving and isolating a country from the bloc is something that is not good either for that country and for the bloc as a whole.
Okay, Brando, thank you very much for your time this morning. Brando Benefi, who is an Italian MEP, thank you indeed. We're heading towards the news at 11 o'clock.